something about Mary to us.
So my name is Father Richard, and I'm from England, from London, and I'm speaking these words in Fatima. I'm here for the first time with a group of about 40 pilgrims from the parish in London, which I'm honoured to be the parish priest of, which is Our Lady of Fatima in White City. And it's my very first visit here to Fatima. We've just been to visit the tombs of the three shepherd children, Francisco, Jacinta and Lucia. And Our Lady has been very, very present in my life. She's spoken to me in many different ways. I came to the faith out in Poland as an adult. And of course, Our Lady of Częstochowa was very much a presence and a powerful guide and motherly guide to me in my journey to faith. And when I came back to England to study in the seminary, I discovered Our Lady of Lourdes. And I've been going there as part of our Westminster pilgrimage for the last 15 years. And that time in Lourdes every year is like a sort of MOT for the soul for me. Our Lady bringing everything back to where it should be in my life. And now, in the last couple of years, since becoming the parish priest of Our Lady of Fatima in White City, I've discovered this new message of Our Lady for the world, the message of Fatima. And it strikes me very much that there is a great urgency in Our Lady's message of Fatima. There's some things which are, of course, very familiar from other apparitions appearing to the simple, the children, as in Lourdes, appearing with words of comfort and encouragement, but also a real urgency to her mission to the children, showing them that vision of hell in the vision in July, and that seems to have really changed everything for them, because they absolutely dedicate themselves to the mission which Mary gave them, the mission of prayer and penance. When they have seen the consequences and the cost of human sin, they dedicate the rest of their lives, and for Jacinta and Francisco that wouldn't be long, but for Lucia it would be many, many more decades. They dedicate themselves to that mission because they just understand the danger that we place ourselves in through our own free choice of sin, of darkness. But how Our Lady, how she yearns for us to live in the light, to choose the light, to choose her Son. That's always Mary's vocation, to lead us to her Son, to walk in his ways, to love him, to honour her and to love him, to honour her simply because she is the mother of our Lord and has been honoured herself by God. So for us to recognise that she has an important voice, an important place to play in our lives, but always, always pointing us to Christ. And I've particularly by coming here to Fatima, seeing the devotion of the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims who were here earlier in the week for the 13th of May celebration, and the great seriousness with which they take the call to penance. I've really been struck by the call to discern in my own life how I'm to live out that call to penance. Prayer, of course, as well. Prayer for priests too is a struggle to keep faithful to that prayer. But I don't think I've really taken that call to penance seriously enough up until this point. It's a difficult one because we don't want to make that something showy or, you know, a public thing really. It's something which is a very personal choice of how we're to live out that call to penance. But it's a call to participate in God's work of salvation for the world. That's how I understand it. And that's a great sign of God's confidence in us, that we can play our part in his work of redemption. That's a very humbling thought. But it's a mission which is given to us by Christ himself, to bear the cross with him for the healing of the world. So that's the thought I'm going to be reflecting upon in the days and the weeks to come. And I look forward to deepening my understanding and my living of the message and mission of Fatima. And I'm sure as Basilica Fatima itself is preparing for the centenary in the not too distant future, Pope Francis hopefully being able to come as well, that this mission and this message of Fatima is one that we will, as a human family, as a church, really be called upon to reflect upon urgently. So I give thanks to God for this chance to be in Fatima. I give thanks to God for bringing Our Lady of Fatima into my life, and simply pray that I may deepen my loving and my living of the call to be a disciple of Christ, following Mary, the first and the most faithful of all disciples, and give thanks for her presence in my life. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Blessed Jacinta and Francisco, pray for us. Amen.